So this year's RIDM Film Festival runs from November the 15th to the 26th, and it follows everything inside the documentary aspect of film storytelling is what I can describe the festival as. It's a big documentary film festival here inside of Montreal. We are lucky to be speaking today with the artistic co-director of the Festival, Marlene Doyen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I look forward to our discussion.
The festival RIDM is inside of its 26th edition. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what's new to
Yeah,
this year's edition.
sure.
There are definitely in-person screenings taking place at Cinéma Impérial. And I'll highlight here that the opening of the festival would be Bye Bye Tabaris.
By Lena Suellen, yes.
That would be tomorrow night. Also, I don't know if your festival will be doing this as well too, if there's going to be some virtual aspect to the festival as well too, where some films will be online, but I'll let you take away a little bit with what's going on with the 26th edition of the festival.
Well, we're very happy to say that there is nothing virtual this year, neither in the festival element nor in its form industry market. It's back to normal for us. And I think in the last two editions, like so many other institutions and festivals, doing a hybrid and a lot. The festival also online screenings online is a lot of work. So I think everybody in the industry is relieved that we don't have to think about that element, at least for the moment, for this edition. So everything is in person, and we welcome everybody who is interested in film and good documentaries to come and watch films for 2 weeks. So we have over 135 films this year from all over the globe, something we pay a lot of attention to. Since last year, we've also added a small number of audio documentaries for people who might be interested in this format as well, because more and more we've realized that there's a very strong interest in this format, and I think podcasts in the last few years have made that something a lot more commonplace for people just to put on their headphones and get and immerse themselves into the audio experience of storytelling. So like every year, our selection process and our programming starts with the idea that cinema is there to open our minds, our sensibilities, to encourage us to look in other directions and to listen to other voices. This year is no exception to that, making the vision of the RIDM programming that one that is diverse and wide-ranging and drawing on the best of national and international documentary filmmaking. But to be more specific, I can say that the program this year is really characterized through its many special screenings, events, masterclasses, guests for both the festival and the forum element. I'll get to the master classes a little later, but I mean, this year, both our national and international segments are extremely exciting. I can start by maybe naming a few not to be missed titles from our national selection. There is Julien Ellie's new film, La Garde Blanche, whose previous film, Le Soleil Noir, was the box office and did all the festivals worldwide. He's back with an incredible cinematography, this time with a lot of extensive research, who reveals a regime of terror and violence that reigns with impunity in Mexico. Another incredible film is Katie Blues by Justine Arbonnier. It's a story, it's a very personal story about Katie, who is a bartender living in Mexico, and she's trying to make ends meet, and she's a musician. We're very happy to say that Katie will be in Montreal for the screening, all the way from the US, with her guitar. We have the incomparable Peter Mettler with his experimental essay films, with a new film, a very epic an incredible film that we're very happy to share, While the Green Grass Grows. Peter Mettler will be in Montreal, and I'll be moderating a masterclass with him.
So I just,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll highlight here one that I've seen as a screener already that was that I really enjoyed was Stolen Time from director Helene Kloodowski.
Yes.
Really well done, about
yes.
an elder rights lawyer, Melissa Miller, and her justice, not only for the families, but also for seeking, you know, that notoriety of the accountability and the system of abuse that goes inside the elder rights, you know, the for-profit nursing homes.
And, yes.
And then as well, too, for that one, you're going to have the award-winning Gazette journalist that did the reporting about the Maison Huron, which I find is really interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. I actually wanted to mention that film as well. Yes, we're very lucky to have programmed that film. It's really exceptional.
So will there be also programming for like family events where, you know, maybe getting kids introduced into documentaries?
Yes.
Or maybe as well too, you could be programming that you would invite schools, you know, and
so for people who want to bring their children to the festival, we've thought of two super activities this year, which is under the heading Family Activities. And on Sunday mornings, the RIDM is presenting screenings and activities for the whole family. On November 19th, First Sight is a program presented in collaboration with La Lumière Collective to initiate families to experimental cinema, followed by a painting on celluloid workshop. So the activity is open for families, and it would be animated by Guillaume Vallée, who's a filmmaker himself. And on November 26th, in collaboration with Carousel International du Film de Rimouski, the program Family Stories offers short films for both young and old audiences. So I absolutely encourage families to come out on Sundays and get involved.
It's never too early to get kids interested inside of nonfiction films and definitely documentaries, which I'll get to inside of my final question here, have very, you know, interesting aspects about them. But you wanted to highlight masterclasses that are going to be given this year. So what essentially are masterclasses and what are they about?
Yeah. Again, one second. Let me just
open that page. Go ahead.
So this year we're very lucky because we have two very renowned Canadian Quebecois filmmakers that will be part of our program. The first is Peter Mettler, who is a Swiss Canadian filmmaker based in Toronto. So masterclasses are basically discussions that are devoted, they're 2-hour discussions that are devoted to discuss with the filmmaker in at length about their current project, but also it's almost like a mini retrospective where we go back to their older films and make connections and to highlight maybe things that are particular about their kind of filmmaking and their approaches. So Peter Mettler is one, and that will take place on November 19th. The second masterclass is with Denis Côté from the Quebecois, revered Quebecois filmmaker, with his latest film, Mademoiselle Kenopsia. And again, audiences will have a chance to listen to Denis Côté speak about his new film, but also go back on his older titles. So this is something that we're really looking forward to. And finally, there's a masterclass, Making Sense of Images in the Editing Room, which is a masterclass with a very well-known Syrian French editor and filmmaker, Kutaiba Barhamji. So, and we have three of his films part of our focus, Bidayat focus this year. So we're very lucky to have Kutaiba not only as a member of the jury this year, but also he'll be offering a very special masterclass to talk about what it means to work with very difficult projects made it in times of crisis. Yeah. So, yeah, so three master classes that audiences could be part of and really take advantage and learn.
As you are programming this year's RIDM Festival amongst other people inside of your unit, when you're looking through these documentaries, are you looking for the aspects that they need to be, you know, educational, but also entertaining and thought-provoking when you're looking for the aspects of what makes a good documentary film to be screened?
One thing we, when we're asked this question, we always say that we're not a theme-based documentary festival. We don't necessarily have themes that we're looking for or subjects that need to, we would like to cover. We're open to all subjects and all themes. So it's really for us, like you said, they need to be thought-provoking. They need to be pertinent socially, politically, I guess, as well. They need to fit the times that we are living. And I think documentary filmmaking is a kind of format that allows us to do that in a very thoughtful way. We can, you know, that's why we take films from all over the world to talk about issues and subjects that touch cultures in different parts of the world. But I think for the RIDM, apart from that, one thing is also very important is the format and the innovation and the cinematic approaches that filmmakers use as a cinematic language. That's something that has always been in the editorial and the directorial, I guess, line of the festival. It's part of the mission of the festival and the one that we're carrying from the older artistic, vision for the festival. Yeah, it's also like making sure that the content and the subjects are there, but also looking at filmmakers who are making and working on very innovative films.
So the RIDM Festival for the 26th edition runs from November the 15th to the 26th, and it is a place where all stories meet, as their slogan says for this year. The more information can be found at ridm.ca. We would like to ask you just like a fun general question. And first and foremost, thank you for your time tonight. So thinking about the end of the year a little bit, and we're getting around to that, what has to be one of your favorite films that you've seen this year, rather if it's on the festival circuit, outside, or, you know, what film should people seek out that's been one of your favorite films of the year?
I think something that really took me by surprise is a film that's called Myths Island. It's a film shot in a video game, in a virtual world. And this is, I'm not a video game player. This is some, when I first went out to watch it, I actually saw it at Vision d'Ariel this year. I didn't think that I would like it. But I found myself completely immersed. It's so realistic. The filmmakers is done by three young French filmmakers who will actually be at the festival, and audiences will have a chance to talk to them and post questions. They actually submerged themselves in the video game themselves, and they spent close to 1,000 hours in the video game creating avatars. And while they're playing this game, they get to know the community of survivalists. And they create these human relations, and they come up with the most profound and existential questions that made me stop for a moment and think, this is a true reflection of the lives that we're actually living at the moment. So in that way, I think it's extremely relevant, considering AI and the place of AI and new technologies in filmmaking. So yeah, I think that's a very relevant and important film for everybody to see. And I think it'll touch young people and older generations alike. So definitely something I would recommend everybody to come out and see.
Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Rémi.